There is a bit of danger when you encounter the practical section of the writings of the Bible. You must remember that Christians in the Old Testament doing these fulfilling the stated ethical law or code we've been looking at. It's the doing these things that we become children of God. Work they can fall from the middle range and go through the period of childhood. And the next one will look at the move beyond that past alcohol into the workhouse. Because it's a fundamental reason that every life will help them alive with a period of childhood. So I encourage you to talk about open life roles. Not doing those that will help you go beyond your marriage or your pastor's words, how they can be barriers to the relationship. So instead of training them up right, you're going to model a bad home body. You're going to do this. Secondly, you know, think about before you do this test, there is no danger if the parent child loves you. You can be over the teachers, but you know, the your parents, sisters, fathers, and not promotional children. There are those who are completely on standard law, or the Sabbath, and it is the only slogan they know. This is the message, this is how the message to economy and listen to is our church. It's all about you. You're very well, children, alive. They are all coming. And this is the biggest issue. From the message, and all the communication from the Lord. This is a very well known Bible teaching that we should have. But this is the only church that we have in your faith. It's always the general basis. There's a balance. But look, parents, you have a responsibility not only in your church, but in the church. There's some people who are actually full. They're all full child. They're philosophy. You're just not the one. Right. It's the only impression of child to me. We're just one of them. So we know we have a full child. And that's how they work for all of their lives. That's often what it's not called. That's all the most popular studies in our institutions. But the reality is that we don't want those alone. There's all the children, all the children, all the rules. But the final of the best concept is that the parents are going to call and bring the children victims out of that love and concern for them, not always from fear mongering, but it's important to secure the children to bring the victims. Neil Christian Christian best hoping I'll bring that out from this text. So, look for you very quickly what I want to do. It's a question we do get to learn. They're very close forward. And so I want to show you a couple of what it would look like in the parent-child relationship. So, let's begin to think that God is going to be merciful. Child is merciful first. In the very word here, after children's children, that's your child. You're here and you are under your parents' authority to live at home and they're paying for your college education, they're paying for your child, for your car, or they're paying for all of your children. You're here because you're a child. Well, and the fact that all people are up, he draws and says, you know, and tells us to change the stuff that may be wrong. We're drawn to be the power of the disciples of the people of our lives. That's the way it is for us. Not ours by force and might, but by the forceful of unconditional love. They will refuse to be our love, that's what our children should be, or what they should have been, or what they might be. We tell our children that we love them not because of necessarily who they are, but because of the love that's being formed our heart through the gospel. And when the gospel is modeled, we will not imitate that part of obedience. Children will respond, to me the way God needs them. Isn't that good? That's the best way to do it. Some of you are sure how I get to do it. Obey and parents are obligated to do so. That's all you need for all the children. Doesn't mean they let them do what they want to, but Jesus is a model Christian. It's a modern thought, and it's for the children to respond to the people. Not to get our behaviors to form to rule and regulations, but to get the over their hearts to make sure they cry for us in the streets. Try to do it in contagion to Morton. And I want to look at a couple of practical tips that I'm getting from a book by Steve Rock called A Parent's Code. And but this certain foundation that necessary for our different ministers and consultants that carry out some business on your mind. And I will talk to them and reflect on this later on. The first foundation of your conspiracy is that you trust in the shame for your children. That is a form of very basic or very solid that you've probably heard that a thousand times before. But the reality is, prayer is a vital part of parenting. We can pull the forward things. Prayer is a prayer. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. By prayer and forward children, we can teach them to do this. It's a wise thing. During the process, it's a question for the impacts of this greater form of walks in the Spirit of Christ. You can do that in your own life. Not that I was talking to you, an adult really trying to form these thoughts. I can't get any knowledge. I don't have to go in prayer and God is going to work in my own life. So I'll be fooling you that I can bring it to change any person who I'm not even focused on. So it's not up to me to commit this request our children to God to work in. So I'll be praying for them, but I think most importantly, prayer is a model to them. That there is a need of the peace, a need of people, a need of God, and that's what prayer does. It teaches that God is our prayer. It's not a need for the things from God that we want them to recognize and be aware of in the rest of their lives. The actual prayer is being to manage our children. That when we have problems, we're not always going to be able to learn to mom and dad and then be able to solve that problem. When it gets to the breaking relationship and things are difficult, all of them, but two things come in. The thing about all of them, mom and dad, mom what's the sin is close, and that when there are problems, there are problems bigger than what we can handle. We go to God with them because there's no problems that He can solve. So, from a very early age, you see that we change the owner, we pray with our children, we model our dependence upon God, help us with our problems. It is dealing in their lives that God, the Lord, can help us. So, first foundation of Christian marriage is to pray for our children, but also to pray with the children. And if you mean that, sometimes you pray during the day at 5 o'clock, you just pray. And most often, you do a lot of work. What I like to do is pray for our kids. All the time, they do not pray. But I'll pray for them, and that's the way that we want to pray. We're asking God to change their heart. Jacob and Benjamin, they need a cross. He's holding his heart. Crying to God over there 10 years, 12 years, 18 years, whatever it takes, I can tell you it's trusting the Lord. The Lord, the only Lord who can change their heart. That's the goal of the world. That's the goal of the world. those four main transgressions, we insist give our children back to God. If our church has a long life of churches, we have a long life of churches prior to that school. And today we see our new child output. And the Lord is granting us the peace that I may be. This will I believe in the Lord, that God is my home to the Lord. And as long as he is, he is linked to the Lord. Promises or prayer for children that if you bring this child to it, can get pulled over to the return of the people. But the reality is, if we be in our hearts with morality and desire to be our children, this is a long day from the way that God said they chose to be our heir for a short period. And the reason we were entrusted to us is that we were raised in our in your own life. And the next time that comes, most parents don't tell the truth. The next time that they're not really following the gospel, all of that, you can be the fault. So it's going to be outside of the impact of the world. We always have to be equal and trapped. We must put our faith in Jesus. And so this is what we do, both by our words, that we teach the truth of God's word, and also by our actions to live out the truth we're teaching the word. Further. The fourth foundation is that we can look to the temple to join God's work. Baptize God's people, promise us in this life, faith, truth, and our work life. And look at Deuteronomy, it's talking about how we can turn our church and walk by the Holy Spirit and listen to God wherever we are. It's not a process that's visually to 1 hour each day or a day on Christ. The process of change in the way of the Lord is a daily process. Every minute we do our share, we are teaching things. We are either modeling the way of God or we are modeling the way of the Lord. That's our principle. But that is what God calls to. I would be in particular if you that I try to work on, but how do you work here when you're ready? If you ever ride your car and see my car, this is the most time. I don't like riding people because I always want to control how to drive. I don't know, it makes me much better. That's the my own problem. And just start off on this. And then we drive it to someone. I always tell all the Jesus kind words to God. It makes me want to start telling you when you're on that. It's a slow down of the world's concerns about it. That car can move it to close up. That's just the problem. Not only does it take people wrong, but then you're not too bloody. Every car that I'm talking about, they don't seem to do what I would like them to do. And I'm so glad to be able to tell people to do the work. The world will be better. So, oftentimes in the situations, we might express in our anger that something difficult is over. And I get a think about it that my meals get older, the world doesn't get worse, and they get older. I don't want them to experience the bad mind. It's not the desire to control the world. It's not the desire to control the world. To join in God's work, God brings us on to the scriptures. We show how we can respond to it. And this is the way I was treated. That word of being screams at that. But that's not biblical. So we can see in this part, we pray for the next one that we can get to the Lord. So these types of things are what we should be looking at. So we pray, we're in the classroom, we want to join God. What we do in our lives, we want to give it to the Lord. And we think that we want to practice unfailing love out to His word. And we want children to know that we love them no matter what. And we do that by giving to the Holy Spirit of the Holy Spirit of the child. And this is how it's going to happen in terms of the Holy Spirit. It's often that people get very emotional when they see them having to listen out of their nature and think that they can go to the Lord and say, oh, well, I'm going to let you all.
I'm not actually here this morning to talk to us. We just had a couple of weeks. We just talked about the way God spoke to you. God didn't watch you have. But while you were an enemy, while you were more a victim, you died. Maybe your child was wayward. Maybe they made you think that it looked bad on you, but we all knew it was all upon you. Not to say it was done to bad people, but to show them that you were wrong. I was going to be very scared of the laws of all sins. And the brother was born in that birth. Because that's true of the plan that was set up to you. How much more is it true of us? Keep on loving, keep on expressing love in the face of rebellion, or maybe in the face of choosing an unhealthy relationship. Communicate the truth of God's word, but all of that, I feel. And I'm not saying to myself, I think I'll say that you may, but I feel like I'll always be your voice. The Lord is Father, Father, the Father, 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 the Lord. But it's just the only God love of the way we can model the way we do. So when you're trying to convey it, you help and relate to you again. You can use this between parent and child. There should be a respectful part, but and God's prediction, but this is our marriage cycle. He does not know that God called you first. For the children that God knows about you, just that I called you Jesus. For all that I've heard from my Father, I may know to you. He is Jesus, who is God. He has all authority, and he has been saved to the sovereign through my Jesus. That's a relational view. Change programs at all. But the reality is that Most of the time, the child living in their own heart and own mind, that's the very problem with you. control the customer function. God needs our children to fulfill out our needs of God. So we're trying to guide from the heart and the vision that we see at home, we see an interest in our heart. And we know that just for our children, only God can change their hearts, and only God can change our passion. You know, when you think about parenting, I like to find these foundations. How important is it that God moves all hearts and all hearts? And then we just change our hearts. In reality, we also, where we fall short in our parenting, we're always have the chance to fall and fail, and we're going to pick back up, run the cross, and we're repenting and say, Lord, help me do better job. Help me be more perfect. This is what God is working to do. While we're here, and all many of you are older, it may be what you might need to do is you don't think that your children, because you're 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, so you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the best that I can do in that moment. That's what God's going to do. And I'm going to see you. But from whatever time we got in that life, I want to do it healthy. Who knows, that may be the trial, that may be the spark that takes on an opportunity to bring Jesus in that way to the or to heal in the way to the you still have to know your children's home. You need a job to be faithful. Because if you have more thought, you have more time. Don't waste this. Each day, see an opportunity to live the gospel. In the church. I want you all about to see the real church, the gathered of other pastors, the ministry in the gospel, with the open and ministering the word, when we sing the truth of the gospel, and we got pastors, we'll have a different church, we'll have a better church, and we'll have a better community, and it will bring a joyful, it will bring a reality to the gospel. Conform to God's name, when our parenting conform to God's name, when our employee door relationship conform to God's name, it comes from the church. We'll get different. What the gospel can do. So we reach our children the way the world is teaching, we reach our wives and our husbands the way the world is still alive in the country, we reach our bosses or our employees the way the world is them. The gospel is what? What value do we have? So let me encourage to give yourself the gospel to yourself, but also see the great impact that our kids can have. If God does for us, we commit it. And God does for us, we Father, love you. And thank you for your word. Lord, a lot of these truths are very straightforward. Most people know that they're supposed to hear what the Bible says about. Children and things. But Lord, oftentimes in the business of our schedule and our spiritual community that the only focus on our world and what our what we want is to serve and the spirit and time that we need in our children. So I pray that you would do that, a review to our hearts and hearts, and that Father, you would increase us for your growth and the better parents and also be better children. So I pray that you would transform this church. Transforming these relationships. Your God will be our and glory in the hearts. So let me see you in the